WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie Black Hawk Down, based on the bestseller by Mark Bowden, is the story of the U.S. military's disastrous mission in Mogadishu, Somalia, in 1993 that left 18 American soldiers dead. It's directed by Ridley Scott, who also made Alien, Blade Runner, Gladiator, and Hannibal. Film critic John Powers has a review.
The other night, I watched an old TV documentary about the Vietnam War. I hadn't seen any of that old footage for a while, and I was shocked by how different coverage looked back then. It was so much closer to the action. You actually saw American boys dying. The Pentagon learned its lesson, and the press hasn't been able to show us anything like it since. Certainly not in Afghanistan, where everything is viewed from a safe distance. Yet even as TV's war coverage has grown more detached, warfare in the movies has grown more assaultive and spectacular. The chopper raids in Apocalypse Now, the D-Day landing in Saving Private Ryan, even the Germanic wars in Gladiator. Hollywood can now thrust us into the belly of battle, rattling our seats with Dolby-ized explosions and rattling our senses with jittery camera work and tracer bullets whizzing by our ears. You get all that and more in Black Hawk Down, a powerful new movie that attempts something very strange. In chronicling America's debacle in Mogadishu, Somalia, a misfired attempt to grab a violent warlord's two henchmen, it seeks to grab victory from the very bowels of defeat. The movie centers on a group of American soldiers, a cross-section of guys who refer to the Somalis as skinnies. There's the grizzled old pro, played by Tom Sizemore, the loquacious supplies man, that's Ewan McGregor, and the good-looking staff sergeant. He's played by Josh Hartnett and is the closest thing the movie has to a hero. He's an idealist. The rest are a largely indistinguishable bunch of actors whose faces we may recognize. Hey, there's William Fichtner, but who never register as individuals. In fact, the movie never gets deeper into its characters than in this early scene, in which the idealistic staff sergeant talks with a fellow soldier.
You know, it's kind of funny. Beautiful beach, beautiful sun. Could almost be a good place to visit.
Almost.
You don't think we should be here?
You know what I think? It don't really matter what I think. Once that first bullet goes past your head, politics and all that just goes right out the window.
I just want to do it right today.
Just watch your corner. Get all your men back here alive.
Director Ridley Scott isn't always the subtlest of directors. And as the soldiers head into the city, he blasts Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome indeed. Things instantly start going wrong. A soldier falls from the chopper, two Black Hawk helicopters get shot down, and the other soldiers get penned in trying to save their fallen mates. The hunters have become the hunted. What was supposed to be a simple in-and-out job lasts an excruciating 15 hours. And it feels that long in the theater, too. This is a movie of 144 minutes, of which the last 100 or so are devoted to bludgeoning combat. Black Hawk Down is a war picture of undeniable purity. It weds our Yankee obsession with nuts and bolts factuality. What exactly happened in Mogadishu? With a sense of abstract pattern that recalls ancient chronicles. It's not about characters. It's not about psychology. It's not about politics. It's about being in battle, having a mission, in this case rescuing our men, and trying to get out alive. At that level, it's a triumph, albeit an overbearing one. The action is savage, exciting, relentless. It's also art directed to the teeth. Scott, who made Blade Runner and Hannibal, gives us a highly polished version of Verite. Still, his sympathies are all with the working-class soldiers sent into a hellhole by a military command, here represented by Sam Shepard, that failed to give them proper backup. Yet even as Scott seems eager to show us exactly what happened in excruciating detail, he conspicuously omits the episode's most notorious moment, which was caught on the world's television cameras. Two American bodies being dragged through the streets of Mogadishu, followed by jubilant Somalis. He leaves this out for the same reason he studiously ignores the political meaning of this humanitarian effort gone sour. A half-baked attempt at nation-building that nobody back in the U.S. really supported. Truth is, showing bodies being dragged or dwelling on political ineptitude is simply far too bleak for a Hollywood film made during wartime, especially one produced by entertainment whiz Jerry Bruckheimer, who's given us everything from Flashdance to Pearl Harbor. Black Hawk Down's whole marketing strategy is to portray the Mogadishu calamity as a kind of triumph, a celebration of our brave fighting men, and an inspirational tale for a post-9/11 America. The movie closes with a crawl that speaks of American strength in the world and our newfound willingness to fight for what we believe. While I don't doubt these things, nothing in Black Hawk Down justifies the pretense that the Mogadishu affair was anything but what it actually was, a botched, foolish, ultimately pointless mission that left 18 Americans dead, 73 injured, one captured, and nearly 1,000 Somalis dead too, many of them civilians. Watching our soldiers get picked off one by one and still risking everything for their comrades, I kept admiring their courage. But really, it's no triumph when brave men die as senselessly as that.
John Powers is media columnist and executive editor of the LA Weekly.